Hey friends, Robin here. Did you know that Americans take about 20,000 breaths a day and spend an average of 90% of their time indoors? The indoor air that we breathe can be up to 100 times more polluted than the outdoor air, which surprised me to learn. That's according to the EPA. Indoor air pollutants can cause respiratory symptoms like sneezing, congestion, scratchy throat, and even more serious health problems like lung and heart disease. So what's the solution? Introducing Air Doctor, the air purifier that filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to. This includes allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses. I can't tell you how excited I was to try Air Doctor. We've got a cat with all that dander. We live on a busy road with lots of car traffic, which means that we often keep the windows closed, locking all that bad stuff inside. Since getting the Air Doctor, I feel like my allergies have been in check, but more importantly, I have peace of mind that me and my family are breathing purified air. So, to our listeners, I want to tell you that Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund, minus shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com, and you're going to use the promo code Headspace, and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer in by going to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code Headspace. Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Headspace Studios. Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Friday morning. If you're in work at the moment, I don't know how you view your work, whether your work is something that's a passion, something you feel really invested in, or whether it's something you simply do to earn a living, to pay your rent, to buy food, to do the other things in life that you like to do. Just recently, I was chatting with a friend of mine, and this is a conversation, by the way, that has gone on for over 20 years, just to be clear. You know those conversations you have with friends where, you know, they sort of as a reoccurring theme. And for this particular friend, he's always been a little uncertain, I would say, in his work. You know, he likes his work. At the same time, the work that he does, he doesn't necessarily feel passionate about, and so there's always been this tension in his life. On the one hand, there is this sort of career path, a company that looks after him well, that provides healthcare for his family, and sort of the responsibilities that have grown over the course of that career. At the same time, it's not something he feels massively passionate about. It's not something that gives him a huge sense of purpose. And so there's always sort of this tension. So whenever we sort of catch up, it's like, yeah, I'm thinking of maybe changing jobs, but you know, We're 20 years down the line now. It may happen, it may not. And I think that very often in life, we don't have the luxury of choice. We find ourselves in a situation where the work we have is the work we have, and there's not necessarily the flexibility or option to change that. And in those situations, then we have to work a little harder with the mind in finding a sense of purpose and fulfillment within that thing itself. And we can do that simply by looking at it as another opportunity to train the mind. But sometimes there is the opportunity. And it reminded me, I was thinking back to a time when I used to see people one-to-one in a clinic in London. And there was one particular company who would send people who were particularly stressed along to the clinic. And after a little while, a number of these people, through the process of meditation, in seeing their mind a little more clearly, came to the conclusion that maybe working in the financial industry was not the right thing for them. Yes, they were earning an amazing living and everything else, but they actually weren't living a life that made them happy. They were essentially putting their life on hold, waiting for a life to begin further down the line. We noticed over time how several of them, you know, as I say, actually sort of changed their jobs. And it wasn't that they would change their jobs and go and do something very intellectual, if you like. Actually, more often than not, they wanted to get back into their bodies. One of them went off and became a landscaper. Another went off and became, I think, a yoga instructor. But this idea of not being caught up on this treadmill, waiting for something to happen in the future, but instead finding a way of having purpose, a sense of fulfillment in our life right now. It may not be the perfect job. It may not be what we always envisaged for ourselves. If we have no choice in it, then how can we find a sense of purpose right now? How can we use the opportunity that we have throughout the day to become more aware, more present, more empathetic of those around us? If we do have the option of choice, how can we, within that framework of increased calm and clarity, how can we actually begin to gain the confidence to perhaps consider, even at a very late stage, changing our course in life and finding something that does give us a greater sense of purpose and fulfillment? So whichever one of those applies to you, if either one of those applies to you, just taking the time knowing that we only have so much time. It's really important we spend it in a way that gives us that sense of fulfillment so that we feel engaged with life, a sense of enjoyment, not just for ourselves, but also for those around us. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening this week. I look forward to seeing you back here on Monday.